Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Today is a new day.
What's going on? Why are you whispering?
Everyone's sleeping.
Still sleeping?
Well, not for long.
Not for long.
Wait, what?
Wake up!
Wake up!
I'm awake.
It's Monday morning.
Okay, time to get back to work.
Ready when you are.
Bring it on.
Bring it on!
We're bringing it on.
Bring it on, baby.
Yeah. Kicking off a new work week. Final week of Birthday Immunity Month, which has
totally sucked.
It's just awful. Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's been a real immunity month, though.
Yeah,
it really
has
been.
As well as our producer, Morty. It is show number 1,874, if you're keeping track.
Yes, it is.
And as we wrap up the month of April, I don't know, it should be nice. They say sunshine today, Carla. High 96, 98 the high tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad weekend. 67
Very
now.
Very warm this weekend, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to heat up this week.
I know.
And our first winner in the KKLZ 10K payday contest, $500. John McMahon got the call from the Beasley banker.
Cool.
Asked what he was going to do with the money. Listen to this.
Probably pay some bills. Go out for dinner in a restaurant.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
That seems to be the highly rated, much anticipated thing to do.
Everybody's like sitting in their chair at home going,
I just want to go out to a restaurant. Oh, gosh. Oh,
and maybe see other people.
Yes, exactly.
But I do notice, again, as I ride my bicycle around the lakes area and stuff, I do see more and more families.
Yeah. Yeah, there are lots of families.
Walking, riding their bicycles, being out, and just grabbing some fresh air and doing something different, which I think is great.
It is kind of nice. Yes, it is. Just do it over there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it over there. I know, I took a long bike ride on Saturday. It was beautiful.
Did you?
It was beautiful. And then we went out to those Seven Magic Mountains, which is really cool. And can I just say this? And I know they advertise with us. And I, by fluke, we stopped by Boardwalk Liquors, it's called. And got ordered like a bottle of wine and some beer. And they give you a free hot dog when you make an order.
Whoa.
They give you a free hot dog. She brought everything out and she said, here you go, here are your hot dogs. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, you get a free hot dog with an order.
At Boardwalk Liquors.
Boardwalk Liquors. It's called right on Main Street. You just do it on your app. They don't do anything. Yeah, you can't. You just do it on the app. And I mean, boom, right there. Really cool. And they were, such good hot
Anybody
dogs.
Anybody who
long,
gives away
big,
free hot dogs.
Not tiny ones, big ones.
I love it.
Really good people, too. Really good people.
All right. We have a lot to share this morning, a lot to get to. We are live, local, in the studio, 702-739-9636. You can call in, text in, either way, powered by Centennial Toyota. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mike, I don't know if you heard this, but Jay Cutler and his wife, Kristen Cavallari, are splitting up.
So sad.
Splitting up. 10 years they've been together. 3 kids. Boom. That's it. That's it. There was speculation as to cheating. They both said, no cheating. We're just, I don't know.
We're
they
done
seem
with
bored
each
with
other.
Each other. Yeah. That's exactly it. Well, like a lot of people, a lot of Bears fans are with Jay Cutler.
That's Jay's normal look.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He just looks bored.
He does. Listen, this week's At Home episode of Saturday Night Live, it was pretty good, and there is a lot of sound out there. Guest appearances by Brad Pitt, Adam Sandler, Paul Rudd, Miley Cyrus, Charles Barkley. I loved it because they did What's Up With That, Mike. They did it this last
year. Are you
serious? Yes, they did it.
Oh, man.
And At Home, What's Up With That. It was great. It was really good.
That's one of our favorite.
I'll bring it up and show you because it really was. It was good. That's one of my favorites. I was so glad they brought it back. And Jason Sudeikis was even on Dancing from Home. It was great.
I want to play a little bit of Miley Cyrus. I know you're a big fan.
She sounded good. I like her. Yes.
Doing Wishing You Were Here from Home acoustically.
Yep.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fish bowl, year after year, running over the same old ground, and how we found the same.
Cyrus musical guest.
She sounded good. She really did. So Paul McCartney did, he's been doing some just like little kind of impromptu interviews just because, like everyone else, I think he's bored.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a statement in one of them and said, well, of course the Beatles were better than the Stones. And now he and Mick Jagger are really good friends.
Yeah.
And there's been this kind of fun back and forth about that. Well, Mick Jagger actually talked about it.
The Rolling Stones got a big concert band in other decades and other eras when the Beatles never even did an arena tour with a decent sound system, that they broke up before that business started. So that business started in 1969, and the Beatles never experienced that. Yet they played and they did a great gig, and I was there in Shea Stadium. But, wow. You know, the Stones went on, and we started doing stadium gigs in the 70s and still doing them now. So
Yeah. That's the, and a lot of people say, when people say Beatles or Stones, that there isn't even any comparison because
no.
The Stones were a performance band. The Beatles really were not.
Artistic.
You know, and yeah, exactly.
Tomato,
Beatles,
tomato.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny to watch them go back and forth, though. And Paul McCartney had originally said, well, of course the Beatles were better.
Yeah.
We had four singers.
Hello.
We were better. Hello.
Ding dong.
That is it for now. My take.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3.
Live and local in the studio, just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. A couple of things I got to play for you this morning, Carla. And the first bit of sound, a little sad. You being a comedian, this woman was pretty funny.
She was very funny, and people first found out about her on America's Got Talent. She was one of the finalists in 2009, mm-hmm. and she went to the finale, and she did not win it, but went on to work a ton of comedy clubs throughout the country, worked right here, Grandma Lee.
And I've decided when I die, I want to be cremated and have my ashes sprinkled over with a Krispy Kreme. That way I know my fat daughter-in-laws will come down and visit me a couple times a week.
She didn't win?
No, she didn't win,
which
was really surprising. But yeah, 85 years old. And she had lost her husband to cancer in 95,
mm-hmm.
and started taking comedy workshops. You know, thought, what the heck? My goal was just to let people know it's never too late to follow your dreams, you know?
So.
She started at about 74 years mm-hmm. old. So, yeah, just didn't recover. She broke her hip and didn't recover from
it. Had a nice little short career.
Yeah.
After her husband passed away.
Yeah,
and,
very cool. Sad. Telling jokes, man.
Hey, as we're talking about jokes, and I think you'll appreciate this.
Yes.
6-year-old kid in Canada set up a free joke stand at the end of his driveway.
Huh.
So he would tell jokes to people just walking by.
Oh, gosh.
And you being a comedian.
Yeah.
You tell us what you think. Here you go. Listen to this.
What is red, white, and blue? A sad candy cane. What is black, white, and red? A penguin that's embarrassed. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Okay. All right. But that's good. I mean, you know, as you know, comedians don't really tell jokes.
Uh-huh. Listen to him talk about his sister, though.
Oh.
I guess there's a little family competition going on.
My sister.
I don't think I have any bad jokes, but my sister has, like, awful ones.
Awful jokes.
Well, sure, of course. Let me tell you about my sister.
Uh-huh. Let's do this. You know what?
Is she here? No, let's talk about her.
It's Monday morning.
Oh, jeez.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
First three people on the phone, 702-739-9636.
Okay.
Just short of setting up a joke stand for you outside the building.
Okay.
First three people on the phone will have Carla tell you a joke, and you can use it, share it, do whatever you want.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's all free. Right.
Okay.
You have jokes. I know you don't tell jokes.
I really don't.
But you have some.
I have some. Yeah, I've got
share it around the water cooler in your kitchen this morning.
Yes, that's right. At the sink. A chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest with this hour's code word. It is GLAD.
GLAD. G-L-A-D. GLAD.
GLAD is the word you need for your chance to win $500 right now. Text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that $10,000 payday. Enter GLAD. at 963KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word GLAD, you have 15 minutes to get it out there. Now, if you get a weird phone number calling you in about a half hour, please pick it up. Might be the Beasley Banker with a nice surprise just telling you you are winning $500. Again, the word GLAD, 15 minutes to text it, 45911. Good luck.
Text the word GLAD to that short code 45911 for a shot at $500. Or enter it on the free KKLZ app or through our website, 963KKLZ.com, for a shot at the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Every correct and on-time entry, whether you win the $500 or not, is up for that grand prize, and you still have about 5 minutes to do that until 7:15. Enter that word, good luck. Sunshine today, tomorrow, going to be a nice weekend warming up.
Yeah,
they say maybe
sure
even
is.
Low 100s by the middle of the week, end of the week.
Yeah.
Today's high 96, 98 tomorrow, 67 outside right now. And a few things we think you should know. Got that for you.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. The NBA is allowing teams to open practice facilities this Friday in places where stay-at-home restrictions are being loosened a little bit. So that is for practice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what will happen with anything down the road as far as games go. How do I say this? A computer. Big news. Computer was taught how to make very crude drawings of certain things. And this particular computer was drawing men's private parts.
Oh.
As a computer, Mike.
Wow.
So, yes, why not? Because there's nothing else for the scientists to be busy with now except a computer that does basically dirty drawings. So
even the computers are getting bored.
Yeah, yes, exactly. This is, you know what this is? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, it's crazy. And, you know, I mentioned this a little while ago. The Centers for Disease Control says that calls to the poison control centers have just skyrocketed.
Oh, boy.
And that is because people, I mentioned earlier mixing the wrong things together. Not so much that. People are using, like, way too much cleaner, and that can affect you. It can affect asthma. It can affect your breathing, period.
Right.
So they're calling because of that. People are ingesting too much of this just by smell. You know, when we come in and clean, and then you clean again, and you clean again.
But that happened here. Remember the guy?
Yes, it did.
Steve didn't the right mix or something.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We had to open all the doors, and I'm sure it killed everything in sight.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure that it did. Yeah, it's like a whole lot of water and a teeny tiny bit
of got to be really careful.
You do. And so, consequently, now people have been coming up with different ways and putting those hacks out there for cleaning. There are different foods that work. They say that banana peels can polish silver. I've heard that before. I've not tried it, but I've heard that. I've read that several times. Yeah. Yeah. What was the other one? Cucumbers, I think it is, will take, like, marks off your walls. I don't know.
Stop.
It must be an abrasive. Yeah. It must be an abrasive or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, you've heard, like, Coca-Cola on battery cables. That works.
Yeah. I've heard that.
So I'm sure these work. I don't know if people have other cleaning hacks out there. But if you're using food like natural things, that's more of a, that's kind of cool.
That seems safer than starting to mix chemicals together.
Yes, I'm going to mix Clorox and then some, and then some Ajax. I'm going to do that. And then what else is there? Oh, Lysol cleaner. We'll put this all together.
It seems to be smoking.
Yeah, I know it is. Oh, gosh, what happened? Well, we blew up Dad's shed.
Yeah.
But he's spending more time with us now, so it's kind of cool.
Win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. It is only Monday, just Monday. A few things you should know.
Sponsored by
Sam and Ash. What's right?
You had mentioned those food hacks.
Yeah, they're cleaning hacks where you can use food to clean with. I mentioned to you that a couple people mentioned in their lists out there, cucumbers to clean marks on the walls, like cucumber peels to clean marks on the walls.
Instead of combining chemicals together.
Yes, because people are getting sick from all the chemicals they're using and not knowing how to mix and So, you know what? Use a banana peel to clean your silver with. How about that?
Does anybody have those, you know, maybe handed down through the family?
Yeah, and it may not necessarily be food. It may be something we didn't know about to clean something else with. I know. Do you have any cleaning hacks, basically?
KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. Hang on, Beth's on the phone. Beth, what is yours?
My mom introduced me to this one. She takes lemons, cuts them in half, puts them in vinegar in a jar, lets it sit. It is the best all-around cleaner ever. It'll take grease off of anything. I mean, it makes your hands smell good after you cut garlic. It's just amazing.
Well, I like that. That's easy.
Vinegar is like the cure-all for everything.
My mom used to do this vinegar and water for windows and vinegar that you run through like a coffee maker Keurig. They say you're supposed to do that with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she said lemons in vinegar.
In vinegar.
Okay. All right.
Cleans anything.
And then you can marinate fish when you're done, right?
Or nice. While you're doing the cleaning.
Yes. Why not? Are you cooking? Kind of.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're talking about those cleaning food hacks that have been handed down, and a lot of people are saying these are a lot safer, more safe than combining chemicals and stuff like that, where it always makes me think of like junior high science, where they have those beakers or whatever they're called, and there's smoke coming out of them.
Yes, there's smoke coming out of them. Yes, what'd you do there, Bob?
It's a cleaning thing.
I don't know. It's a cleaning solution.
Yes.
These are great. Anna, you should write a book. A paste of lemon and salt will remove a rust mark from the counter. Lemon and salt. Clean grease from your stove or fan. A paste of baking soda. I've heard that, like water and baking soda. You can brush your teeth with that. It tastes awful. But Dawn and rubbing alcohol can also clean like grease. Wow. Okay. These things. Now, Julianne wrote me and said, Carly, you can buff surfaces, of course, reminding me that I'm Italian, with olive oil. And you can clean pots and pans, apparently, with olive oil. I've never heard that.
Is that a waste of good olive oil?
Well, I would think so. Yeah, if it's the Evo, yes, it is. It really is. Can you not just use a canola oil, Julianne?
Anytime somebody brings up olive oil, it reminds me of that story when I was down in Southern California in La Jolla. You have a favorite olive oil store.
Yes, over it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Hello. The Wee Olive, it's called. Yeah. Wee Olive.
And Carla said, just pick me up a bottle of olive oil.
Yeah.
Not knowing, I just walk in.
There's... I was like, oh, no. Get me the fig balsamic, and I want the lemon, cut the lemongrass olive oil. Okay.
There's like thousands of bottles. And the woman came up to me. I said, I was supposed to get some olive oil for a friend of mine. Uh-huh. What kind?
The oily kind? I don't know.
The kind you clean with.
It's ever in the prettiest bottle and cost a little more than average.
Yes, that's right.
Usually I go with that.
Oh, my God. Listen,
not real expensive, but just above the average.
So many in here.
Okay.
Listen to this, guys, especially shaving cream. One of our listeners mentioned for water stains, like you put it on your shower door.
Yeah.
And they said let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes and then you wipe it off. And that's supposed to help with the stains.
Oh, that would smell better than vinegar.
Yes, it would. Yeah, that's the only thing. Vinegar is pretty overpowering, too.
And it's funny that because I came home Friday.
Yeah.
And I walk in the house, I go, what is that smell? And Jody was cleaning, and somebody had mentioned this, the Keurig with vinegar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It smells like a big salad tipped over.
Can't you use olive oil or something?
Salad bar? What is this? Jeez.
John, what about you?
Hairspray gets rid of Kool-Aid and juice stains on countertops. My mom used to do it when we were a kid. I grew up with five siblings, so, you know, we had a lot of Kool-Aid and juice get spilled. So one day I remember her getting the hairspray out, spraying down the stain, and it would be removed.
Wow.
I bet that works for wine, too, for you adults out there. I'll bet that works for wine. Because I would imagine, because it's kind of sticky, so it's got to take it up.
Yeah.
Easy enough, I suppose.
John, what did you say about Coca-Cola? We had talked about the battery acid.
Yeah, pouring it on your battery.
But you said
pour it in your toilet bowl.
Yeah.
In your toilet bowl.
Oh, it's strong stuff. Yeah, it is strong stuff.
So just pour it in and flush or let it sit there?
You can scrub it around with your brush.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Stick your hands in and swish around.
Okay.
Put in a straw.
I remember the old, soda water, clear soda water.
Right.
For stains on your shirt. But I found out you have to, like, literally pour it on there. You don't just dab it. It's the fizz that is supposed to take it out.
The latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Antonio Acevedo got the call from the Beasley banker to tell him that he won. His reaction:
I don't believe it. Thank you.
Yeah. Man of very few words.
That's fine.
I don't believe it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, believe it, Antonio. Believe it.
$500 and qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. 10K payday contest. Don't forget, every correct and on-time entry through the app or at 96.3kklz.com, you have a shot to win the $10,000, whether you win the $500 or not. Your next chance to win, less than an hour from now, and more details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in a minute. Sunshine today, tomorrow, and right through the work week. It's going to be nice and warming up. Today, high 96, 98, the high tomorrow. Low 100s by the middle or end of the week. We'll take it 75 right now.
All right.
Here we go. Another take with Carla's entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I had to watch it last night. American Idol's first remote episode. It was good. Everybody sounded good. They worked around some things. But Katy Perry, I don't know if anybody out there watched this. She looked like she was dressed as a bottle of sanitizer. She had like this outfit on. She called herself Music Sanitizer. It was this whole outfit with her head sticking out of the it was ridiculous.
Wow.
And it was distracting and it was just stupid. It was dumb. And I liked Katy Perry up till then. It was just dumb. It was so distracting. They did a good job with it, but that was just dumb.
Is she one of those people that has to do stuff? Hey, look at me.
Yes, she does. I mean, you're marrying Orlando Bloom. Is that enough? Not enough look at me, Katy Perry? And she is pregnant. You know, she announced that recently, but she it was... It just cheapened the whole thing, I thought. Just cheapened it. Simon Cowell, of course, who used to be a judge on American Idol. Now, a friend of his was talking about the fact that he wears an inflatable suit. I don't know what this looks like on planes, though, to protect himself because, you know, he's still been traveling some for work doing the America's Got Talent and that. And it's to protect himself from the germs. A friend of his says, and he is a germaphobe, the suits are inflatable. And they're actually, I guess, specifically made for planes. They're like shell suits, and they cover your hands and have little pillows, and it just sounds...
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds weird. I have to look this up to see what it looks like.
Well, it makes Katy Perry's sanitizer costume...
Well, it does, doesn't
seem
it?
...seem normal.
Because he travels in this. Yeah, she couldn't bend in that. She could only stand on that in that thing.
Now, these inflatable suits, are they like the sumo wrestler kind that you put on?
That's what I'm picturing.
Because that doesn't seem comfortable to me on a plane.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like it's a smaller version of that.
And you could blow it up at any time.
I think you have to wear it. I think you have it on.
No, I know. I mean, you put it on, and then you hit a button, and it blows up.
I don't know. I got to look this thing up. But I'm thinking maybe you wouldn't even need to get up for the bathroom, though, if it's the right kind of suit. Maybe you just sit. No, I'm good. You go around me.
I have to see a picture of this.
I know. I got to try to bring one up. But, yeah, I know. It sounds interesting. Speaking of costumes.
Weren't you smaller when you got on the plane?
Are you Simon? No, you're not Simon Cowell. It's thinner than you.
Seem to have put on some weight.
Right. Last week, and I don't... Ooh, spoiler alert. Bret Michaels was the banana on The Masked Singer. Now, this was last week.
Oh.
And it was really good. He was really, really good. He said he did it because his kids really love the show.
Yeah.
And it is a big show. He says it's really upbeat, very positive. And the world kind of needs that right now. The reveal happened to fall on the 10th anniversary of his surgery for his brain hemorrhage.
Oh.
So it was really kind of a marker for him. But it was good. He did a great job. People went nuts over this when he finally took off the banana head. He said it's really hard singing in those things, I can imagine. It's like the Disneyland, you know, the characters there. You can barely speak or anything like that. That is, for now, my day.
You had mentioned Bret Michaels on The Mask.
Yes, yes, masked singer.
All right, so here it is after he sang Knocking on Heaven's Door. I didn't know the whole crowd shouts, take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Banana?
Oh.
Show us who you really are. Let's go. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Rock and roll superstar.
Yeah.
Do you have a clip of his Knocking on Heaven's Door? It's funny because if you hear that, it's like, well, of course it's him. But it's hard to figure out who these people are when they're in their masks, and usually they're not singing a song that they're really known for or in a style that they're really known
for. Hold on. Let me see if this is it. Okay, see, that could have, to me, if I'm on that show, a judge or so, whatever they call them, that could be anybody.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's kind of fun about the show. There's no, there aren't prizes or anything like that. They just try to guess who it is. So it's just kind of fun. And the judges are dumb and goofy and all that stuff. But it's oftentimes just like that. It's like, you've got to be kidding. We're talking off the air. I'm waiting for, like, Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney to, to, like, be out there.
That's what they're... That's what they're doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is what it's come to. I'm on The Mask.
Take it off. Take it off. Well, I'm a meatball, don't you know? Yeah, that's right. I'm a meatball. Wow, Paul.
Take off your meatball head. I don't watch the show, but a lot of people have said you should because it really...
It's fun.
It's a fun show.
It is.
Time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is amount.
Amount. A-M-O-U-N-T. Amount.
That is the word you need to win the amount of $500. Text amount to 45911. That's the short code right there. It's easy enough. 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. That's coming up. Enter amount at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, the word amount. You have 15 minutes to get it out there. And in about a half an hour, if you get a weird phone number calling you, please pick it up. Wouldn't it make your Friday to have the Beasley banker on the other end telling you you're winning?
Hold on, Carla.
Hold the phone. That is not the word. No, no. Hold on. Wait a minute, people. The word is trending.
Trending.
The word is trending.
T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G.
Back it up.
Check that word and text it to 45911.
Yes.
To win $500 or better yet, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Use the KKLZ free app or enter it on the KKLZ website at 96.3KKLZ.com.
Correct. Or like Mike said, we both said the short code 45911. But yes, trending, trending, trending. That is the word. You get the weird number calling in about a half hour. Pick it up. It's because you texted trending and you might have just won $500. The Beasley banker wants to let you know. Again, trending. Good luck.
Trending. Get any other word you heard out of your mind.
Yes.
The word is trending.
Yes.
T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G. Text that to the short code 45911 for a shot to win $500. Or better yet, to qualify and win the money, $10,000 grand prize.
Yes.
Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. The word is trending.
Yes.
T-R-E-N-D-I-N-G. So good luck with that. Still have a couple of minutes till 9:15 to get it done. So work on that. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by our good friends over at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. 36-year-old construction worker in Florida didn't want to work last week. So instead of calling in sick or claiming to have the virus, he called in a fake bomb threat.
Oh, well, there we go.
People.
I didn't joke about the virus. Jeez.
It never works.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I didn't want my girlfriend to leave the country. She was on a plane, so I called in a bomb threat.
Oh, man.
It never works.
I had a friend do that, and it was in, we were really young in high school. I think it was freshman year. Called in a bomb threat. And they were suspended forever. I mean,
they were probably still suspended.
Even back then, it was like, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we wouldn't have to go to school.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
It just never works.
Yeah, then just cut school.
Anytime the word bomb is included in something that you want to get done, it's not going to work.
Another tip, kids, even the word threat, you want to leave that out too. Wow. Oh, crazy. Okay. Crazy.
Guy in Montreal lost over $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing rock, paper, and scissors.
Wow. Okay.
And had to mortgage his house.
Wow, you sure didn't learn how to play that game or when to quit, did you, dude? Wow.
But, under the category of, that was close, the court just ruled that it was not a legal bet, so he doesn't have to pay.
Okay, yeah. He was not at a rock, paper, and scissors table when he was playing.
In the tournament.
But we did change the felt on the table anyhow, so we did do that. Wow.
At what point do you say, all right, I'm over this? Or I'm not good at this game.
I'm losing. Wow, okay.
Honey, where are the papers for the house?
Apparently under your rock, honey. That's where they are.
Now, how come nobody called in for that joke?
I don't know, Mike. Okay. I don't know. I got jokes lined up, too.
All right.
Got them lined up. Had to remember some old jokes that I, just old stupid jokes. I got them.
Okay.
You know what? Tomorrow morning.
We'll hit it up again.
First hour. You want to hear a joke? I'll give you a joke. Not now. Too late now. Too late now, people. Listen, a guy in Oregon goes by the name of Squeezy Jibs. That's what he goes. Squeezy Jibs.
That's old Squeezy Jibs.
Yeah, my name's Squeezy Jibs. What I did, I'll tell you right now what I did. I drove to 11 different Wendy's restaurants this past Friday. I wanted to get their free nuggets. They was giving 4-piece nuggets, so I drove to 11 of them, and he said, and I quote, "Times is tough. So when I heard Wendy's was giving out free 4-piece nugs today, I knew I had to hustle." And I quote, "Nugs. I hit every Wendy's twice within 17 miles across 2 states. It took 5 hours. But we are now eating free for a week." Yeah, Squeezy Jibs. Yes. Yeah. Right? I can't make that up. I cannot make
Squeezy Jibs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Squeezy Jibs. So, good for him. He went to 20 or 11 of them, 44 nuggets, or nugs, as he called them. So
that's hustling.
Little nugs. That is hustling. Well, what else you got to do? You know, especially when you're Squeezy Jibs. I mean, we'll just drive
that got
all
him
over,
off the couch, huh?
We'll drive all over Oregon if we have to. And this story, I'll take it down, in Naples, Florida. You knew this was coming. In Florida, a maintenance worker was out and about, and he walked by an apartment and saw a sign that read, "Help, get me out of here." So he called the cops. They all got there, and they saw it was a quarantining 10-year-old girl. She posted the sign because she needed help with her homework.
I mean, it's not funny,
no,
but it is
funny. The police said she decided to take an unorthodox approach. "While we're happy to know that no one was in danger, we totally relate to the frustration that comes with math homework."
Where was this at?
In Florida.
Naples.
Right? Naples, Florida.
That's where Beasley. Yep.
That's right. That's where
corporate
headquarters are.
I thought that was on one of our windows or something.
Yes, it was. It was on corporate. "Help, get me out of here." It was our old friend Justin. "Help, get us out of here." "But you're the only one in." "I know. Get me out. This IT guy's not helping me. Run. Help me." Very inside.
Way too inside. Sorry about
that. It is, but it's Naples, Florida. So what are you going to do? It's Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Tell Me Something Good.
every show leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. Somebody, a listener, literally, I don't know the name. They just said, hey, check out what Beach Cafe is doing here in Las Vegas. So I did. A lot of businesses stepping up to help out the people in our community who need food, services, support. Beach Cafe is doing just that. Robin Bradley is the owner. She and her staff are fundraising to deliver meals to medical workers and also testing sites, all of that, you know, area hospitals. They've been offering box lunches to support those workers and hospital staff. They will, by April 30th, they will have delivered almost 900 meals.
Wow.
And it all began when everything shut down. The first delivery was made on March 29th. 15 box lunches went out and, to a little testing site, and it's just gotten huge. They've delivered to Sunrise Hospital, St. Rose Dominican, St. Rose San Martin, Southern Hills, and as of now, that's it. But they're just branching out. Box lunches, $12. They include a bottle of water, chips, cookies, trail mix, fruit snacks, fruit and pasta salad, and a sandwich or a wrap, and you can donate if you would like to. It is the Beach Cafe. You can get it on their Facebook page. And they do take donations. You can leave a buck if you want to, but they're just trying to help out people
nice.
Who are testing, who are on the front lines. It's very, very cool. And I know there are more stories like that here in town. And if they are, please let me know about them.
Just submit the story through our website, the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, give us a call when we're on the air at 702-739-9636. Give us your version of that feel-good story.
Absolutely.
We would love to hear about that. By the way, talking about feeling good and food.
Yeah.
Subaru of Las Vegas. We love those people. If you know somebody who has lost their job, business closure, whatever the case may be, struggling right now to make ends meet, Subaru of Las Vegas delivering free groceries each week. We will call out a name to receive free groceries, and to do that, all the information on the homepage of our website at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, auto, life, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Looking back, you know, that kid, the little kid, opened up a joke stand.
Yes!
Right outside his house, so as people walk by, and you see a lot of people outside lately.
Yeah, you do.
Just walking by everywhere.
Yes.
So he's telling them jokes just to put a smile on their face.
I'll do it right here.
The Carla Ray joke line tomorrow morning. If you want to hear a joke, it's absolutely free.
Let me know.
We'll open up the phone lines to the first three people and you get a joke. How about that? Those cleaning food hacks.
Yeah, I posted a lot of those on our website and Facebook as well. So, yes, check those out. They smell better than bleach, I'll tell you that.
Boy.
They smell better than bleach.
And the vinegar oil, which was a big...
Vinegar was a big deal.
Yeah. Just use vinegar oil.
Why not?
On anything. And Jeff Fenwick?
Fenwick. I can't remember now.
Jeff Fenwick.
Yes, there we go.
You got the call from the Beasley Banker, right?
I did. That was great.
See, it happens, man. It happens.
It does happen. I kept entering.
$500 in your pocket and qualified for the $10,000 grand prize.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know the $500 would come in handy, but what could you do with $10,000?
Yeah.
$10,000. Oh, man, I'd have to think about that, but I would definitely put it in some good juice.
You know what? You could feed your whole block.
No kidding, man. That's so cool.
Jeff, we thank you for listening. And again, tell everybody, you can't win if you don't play.
You definitely cannot win if you do not play. I just won $500 on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every on-time and correct answer or entry, of course, is up for that $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win, 11 o'clock. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll keep you company all day long, whether you're at work or at home. She'll have your next chance to win 11 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be safe, be careful, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.